At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. We also have the online Sound Treatment Center with many practitioners. We use a program that's way better quality than Zoom. Go to Sound Treatment Center to check out the practitioners and to book a session. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David. Let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got my new book, The Sound Loving Relationships book, on how to be whole on your own and manage a relationship in a loving way. And then we've got also a Tibetan bowl singing concert coming up, which is Friday, March 28th here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. We also have an open house on April 13th where you can get totally blissed out. Oh, and tomorrow, if you see this in time, tomorrow, March 16th, we've got an online open house. You can find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our certificate in person in Sausalito, which you can still jump in, or we have the summer intensive June 10th to the 20th, 10 to 9:30 every day. Half of it's online, so you could start the online portion anytime. Or you can do the whole thing online, and it starts about every week. We also have the recording program that you could jump into that's online on how to record, mix, and produce. And then we have our software for voice analysis that our next training is March 30th. You have to buy it by March 25th to be able to join. And then the brainwave assessment and even vibrating car seats if you want to be vibrated in the car and get blissed out. Those are the things happening here. At Sound Healing Center, you can find all of our information. Sound Healing Center, or yeah, I already gave you the phone and such. Okay, so today we're focused on the combination of frequencies for everything in the universe, especially for you. Most people talk about the actual frequency of any part of the body or you, which I've talked about a lot, which is your home, I call it your home note, and that's yourhomenote.com where we actually find that. But the truth is, just about everything is a combination of frequencies. It's rare, it's one frequency. Tuning forks are mostly one frequency, but most sounds are a combination of frequencies. So what we're really talking about is a chord, because when you have more than one sound, it becomes a chord. So we're looking at the chord of the full range of, first of all, sounds, and the chord, the particular type of chord, combination of musical intervals, right, within a sound, is exactly what makes one sound different from another. There are different chords. Just for example, a gong has a very dissonant chord, bang, right? Whereas a harp has a beautiful chord within the frequencies that make up that sound. So we're talking about, it's technically in the field of music, it's called timbre, but it's really just a bunch of frequencies. So if we know that if we find the frequency of something in the body, whether it's a cell or organ or any part of the body, we can resonate it into health. That's well proven, especially on cells. You find its frequency, it makes it healthy again. You have to find its frequency where it is normally healthy and then play it to it, makes it healthy. But if you play all the frequencies that make up a cell, because the cell is not just one frequency, if you play all of those frequencies to the cell, it's much more likely that it's going to be healthy. If you find all of the frequencies of the heart, the whole heart, the materials of the heart, the fluids of the heart, the cells and the atomic level, and even the electromagnetic frequencies and the light frequencies or photons and the energy of love, the quantum level for the heart, you find all of those frequencies and play all of them to the heart, now you can really heal the heart instead of just one frequency. So everything's made up of multiple frequencies, and when you find all of those, it's much better. Same thing with destroying things called destructive resonance. If you find the frequency of something and turn the volume up, it will explode it. And it's exactly what they do with kidney stones. They find their frequency, turn the volume up, and it explodes them. It's exactly what Anthony Holland is doing with electromagnetic frequencies on cancer cells, finding the frequency and turning it up and exploding it. But it's way more effective if you find all the frequencies of those cancer cells and turn it up, and it will explode at 100% of the time instead of like 40 to 90% or 80% of the time, which is what Anthony Holland is getting right now. So then you actually have to measure the frequency of all of those cells to be able to explode them, right? So what we're talking about here is timbre, the combination of frequencies that make up something, is way more important than just the one main frequency that something is. So our intention for the show today is that you might find the combination of frequencies of you to be able to resonate you into your template of perfection of health and higher consciousness and bliss forever. That's all. That's all. The voice normally has over 100 frequencies when you make any sound. If I just go, ah, that's over 100 frequencies I just made. You want to hear it again? Ah. But the brain can't handle it. So we just go, oh, that's the note of A or whatever note I was singing. But technically, the voice has tons of frequencies, and those are all different notes. And based on the chord of those frequencies or notes in my voice in one sound, that makes up the tonality of my voice, the actual timbre. And that's why my voice is a little bit different than your voice, because it's got a different combination of notes or a chord, different type of chord that make up the actual sound of my voice. Right. Now, what's happening is there are many different combinations of frequencies in our system, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The ultimate chord of a person is all the frequencies of the 70 trillion cells, which we can map out now with an electron or a light microscope. And using AI, we could actually find the actual chord that makes up a person. Now, a lot of those cells of the 70 trillion are the same, or very much the same. There's really 210 types of cells. That means there's 210 different notes that create the chord of you. So we could find that, because everybody's going to be a little bit different. Very similar, though, because we're all humans. We all look like people, right? But we can find those 210 notes ultimately and resonate you into your template of perfection. So that's a really complex chord. Now, you could look at the actual chord of the chakras. I don't believe, from my experience and studying chakras for so many years, I don't believe that the chakras are the same from person to person. I've come to believe that everybody's root chakra is a different note or frequency. And not only that, it actually goes up in unusual ways to make up the actual chakras. Who knows for sure? But when we've been having people find the note and frequency of each chakra without subscribing to any template, them just find it themselves. And it's common, it's rarely ever the common C to B thing, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, right? So that means if your chakras are everybody's different, that means you've got your own specific set of chakra frequencies or a specific chord. And that's really cool to actually be able to resonate you into harmony so you can have the kundalini flow flowing through those chakras to get lit up like a Christmas tree. So that's another chord, is your chakras. I mean, if it is the C to B thing, that's still a chord. But around here, what we do is we find your metabolism note. And that's what we call your home note or brainwave assessment that we do. And you can find that at yourhomenote.com. And what we do is we play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and see which one makes you the most peaceful, calm, and still. And I've talked about this in other shows. And what we're really finding is an average of the heart rate when you're at peace, because the heart rate goes up and down in tempo, so you have to average it out. And your brainwave rate when you're at peace, which you don't have to average out. It's very stable, a very stable rhythm. And you can actually measure the brainwave rate with EEG, or you can also, of course, measure the heart rate with EKG. So we can actually find that metabolism rate of you. And then we give you CDs or downloads and delta for sleep, theta, which is a slower rhythm of the brain, theta for creativity or oneness, alpha for learning and sports, beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. All tuned precisely to where your brain would normally be if you were in that state naturally, which makes it way more effective than just binaural beats on YouTube or in an app. It's so much better when it's tuned to you. Really good for anxiety, depression, PTSD, dementia, for autism. It's incredible, okay? So that's one note, because that's an actual note. Even though it's a rhythm, you can double it and it becomes a note. So that's one note of a chord of you. The other notes of the chord are the frequency of love for you. And we've talked about and done this quite a few times, so I'll go over it briefly here. Bring love into your heart now and feel it completely. Now, keep feeling it and go up and down in your head silently. And see if you can find a note or frequency. You don't have to know what it is. Find any note or frequency that matches this feeling of love. Okay. Feel the love. Now find a note or frequency. Okay, then make it out loud. You can get the track N, the letter N, dash, track tuner, and you can tell, it will tell you what note and what frequency that is. If you did it and it felt right, that's it. That's the frequency of love for you. It's not 528 or 432 or the note of F. It's yours. Everybody's got their own note and frequency of love that they go to naturally. And that's a perfect way to find it. That's the second note of the chord. Now, there's another note of the chord that's really cool, and that's the frequency of love that you express with your voice. Notice that the one we just did, we didn't do it with the voice to find it. We did it in the head for the heart silently to find it, and then made it out loud. This one is actually the frequency that you express love with when you speak, when you are expressing love. I love you, right? And so it's actually the note of the key that you sing in when you speak. So everybody sings when they speak. Some people sing really interesting songs. Some people, they're not so interesting, but everybody's still singing in a certain key. The key that I sing in is, that's the key of G, which is the home note of the key that I sing in when I speak. What we've learned is when people actually express love, they commonly go to the home note of the key of their voice. Let me demonstrate. I really love my kitty. Kitty. That's the note of the key of my voice. I love my kitty. And that's a G. That's the key that I sing in. Now, we also go, sometimes we go to the musical fifth. I love my kitty. I love my kitty. But it's still the same key. It's just a fifth above that, above the root. Right? Now, we've also discovered that people commonly go to the home note of their voice when being sincere. I really mean it. I'm telling the truth. Again, the only problem is politicians have got this figured out. So they're like, I'm totally lying. Trust me. Trust me. Right? Because you can't go to the home note of the key of your voice unless you're totally relaxed. And if you're lying, it's harder to go there. Although politicians, they believe what they're saying, even when the, you know, so they're not necessarily lying. They're just a little off sometimes. Oh, a lot. I'm sorry. A whole lot. Okay. So you can find that note of the key of your voice because it's the easiest one to make when you do a vowel. So let me show you how to do it. I'm going to find the key by doing different vowels until I find the vowel. I'm sorry, the same vowel, like ooh, we can do any vowel that feels comfortable, and different notes. Until I find the note that is the easiest to make out loud, where I'm just breathing out and letting it out. No stretching, no singing, just the easiest one to make. Let me demonstrate. Wee, that's hard. That's like real high for me. Ew, a little closer. Ooh, oh, no, I'm going too low now. Ooh, there it is. Ooh. So it takes zero energy to make that. Ooh. I just open my mouth, breathe out, and make it. Ooh. Oh, let me put on this in case it's cutting it off. Original sound. Ooh. Okay. So that note is a really important note because that's where you're at peace. And it's such a good note to do toning to any vowel. It's also a really good note to express love if you're doing any song or just anything about love when you're doing sound. Right? It's the essence of love, and so that's the third note of the chord. So now we've got the physical body note, which is your metabolism note. We've got the note of love in your heart that we found in your head, and the note of love of your body, which is really the voice note, right? Which is really another physical note. So those are three notes. Right? Then there's a fourth note that I haven't figured out how to find out yet, but I know psychics often can tell, and I had this intuitive who told me what my note was, and that's the note of your soul. I used to think that your soul note is the note where you're at peace in your body. And it could still be, but this intuitive said, nope, it's a different note than your physical body note. And I'm like, okay, well, what is it for me? And I tried all the different notes. She said, that's it. And it was a D sharp. It was a D sharp. Right. So now we're talking your soul note. The same intuitive, she goes, if you find the note of your soul, your physical body, metabolism that is, and the actual note of love in your heart and the note of love for your voice, and resonate those four notes, which is a chord, then you can actually heal and bring a person into a blissful state. So for me, those notes are actually, my soul note is D sharp. The physical note is B flat. My love note is D for that I find in my head for my heart, and my voice note is G. So check this out. You want to hear my chord? Of course you do. Okay, let me show you. Okay, so here's the notes: D sharp, B flat, D, and G. And I'm going to play those on a keyboard. D sharp. Let me find my keyboard. Here we go. Okay, so here's D sharp, B flat, and then what are the other two? And then G. Okay, D sharp, B flat, D, and G. Okay, so B flat, D sharp, D. That's an interesting one. And G. bit sad, but it's kind of uplifting here. That's an interesting part. And then the D. D's a little funny. And then down to the G. D and G are good. So that's my chord of my being, right? And it feels so good to hear that, really. It's very cool. Okay. The next step is to actually find the, or not next step, is to actually find the actual frequency of each of the rays for each of the parts of the your system that Alice Bailey talks about. Alice Bailey is teaches the ageless wisdom. She has about 15 books that were written back in the 30s and 20s, and they're really profound books. And there's this whole concept that there are different energy rays, seven of them, that enliven different parts of your system. And there are five main parts she talks about. And that is the soul, which we were just talking about, the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and your personality. So five different frequencies that would make up a chord, right? Very similar to what we found, but a little bit different. So we're going to find those five notes for me and show you how this would work, right? So these are the actual notes: physical, mental, emotional, personality, and the soul. So let me talk about the actual rays first, and we'll actually find them for me, show you how to find them for yourself as well. Okay. So first of all, I'm going to explain the rays here. Okay, the rays are seven, and here's the first one. The first one is will and intent. This ray is the force of purpose, direction, centralization, and oneness, of which the will or intent is the keynote. It's about power. It's characterized by the qualities of intensity, dynamism, quickness, and dominance. It often results in detachment, isolation, and crystallization, and out of its force and directness is conceived the power of creative destruction, but also just full-on power to be able to manifest. It is power, the first ray. The second ray is love, wisdom. This is the ray of consciousness and the source and blending of light and love, magnetism and relationship, inclusiveness and coherence. It's a ray of wisdom, sensitivity, and intuition, as well as the clarity and attention to detail. This energy is qualifying, teaching, healing force. It often results in attachment and attraction, and curiously establishes our awareness of fear, the antithesis of love and relationship. So that's the negative side. Okay. Then there's the third ray. Create. And each one of these, we're going to go through the note for each one of these. I'll show you those in a minute. Okay. The third one is creative intellect. Activity and intelligence work out from this force, a result of purpose and wisdom. It's the energy of full and great manipulations, creativity up the wazoo. Adaptability, needs are recognized through this force, plans are formulated, material is selected, and business is undertaken. The third ray is clear, inherent, mental and intellectual indication in pursuit of truth, with the objective of manifesting in manner and substance. It's the power which evokes form, essence of creativity. Okay. Fourth ray, harmony through conflict. This energy stands symbolically in the center of the seven and is the magnetic relation of opposites, the point of harmony, bridging, and mediation amidst conflict, pain, and struggle. In a sense, the fruition of duality rooted in the second ray. It stimulates creativity, art, and beauty, and is characterized by sensitivity to color and sound. Discrimination, mediation, and a searching for perfection reside here. People that are focused on the fourth ray, they are actually often get into conflict to actually help resolve things, and they actually help bring things up. The intuitive relational force is strong in this ray, which evokes life, love, and understanding, and it's a bridge between the higher and the lower. Okay, concrete knowledge. This is the scientist. The energy of this is the concretion into substance of knowledge and science, of stimulation in the three worlds. It leads to the searching, analysis, and development of ideas, which in the end produces light and wisdom. It's the energy of differentiation and investigation, which can lead to separativeness, cleavage, and crystallization. But thoroughness and discrimination with which the fifth force works in the mind and the intellect is the way, ultimately, to understanding and to the revelation of truth. So, the sixth one's devotion to the ideal. The seeds of all devotion and desire pour forth through this energy. These are the people that are often very spiritually focused. It generates adherence, intensity, and persistence. The determination resident in this ray is a fiery essence, sometimes full of force, fury, and even fanatical display and militant violence. Abstraction and aspiration characterize the sixth force in the sense of an idealistic nature, loyally oriented toward the causal levels of being. The sixth ray is the power to recognize what is right and righteous, and the upward tendency and the capacity to see the light. Sometimes people go a little overboard with it, is the problem. Ceremonial order, the seventh. The last of the seventh is the most tangibly expressive on the outer plane. It's the quality of relationship between spirit and matter, and is thus magical. It is rhythm which builds, integrates, circulates, and manifests. It's the bringer and producer of newness and form. The relational power of this ray motivates law and order, rule and ritual, organization and group consciousness. It is practical understanding and vital energy externalized, which embodies both center and the periphery. Okay, so those are the seven rays, and each of those rays is a note. There's different people say they're different notes, but the one that I believe in and subscribe to is B, or A is the first ray. The note of B is the second ray. C is the third ray. D is the fourth. The fifth is E. Sixth is F. And the seventh is G. So I've got my reasons. I'm not going to get into it. But I mean, who knows for sure? But I just know that the second ray is my note of B or B flat. So that's why I subscribe to this one, because I know that note is B, and my main note is love, wisdom. Okay. So we'll play with those in just a minute. So here's a chart now on how to actually find those notes. And this is really interesting. If you email me, I'll forward you this chart. And I found it on the internet, but I went to the internet before the show today, and that site is now gone. So I couldn't find it on the internet anymore. Otherwise, I'd give you the URL. So email me, and I'll send you this little PDF so you can actually find yours yourself. They've got a couple extra ones here, but we're just going to find the first five here, which are soul, persona, mental body, emotional body, and physical body. So what you can do is, for the soul, you look across, and they've got the positive aspects and the negative aspects of it, if you're not resonating that. And so if you look across and see which one resonates with you, maybe you find a couple of them, then it's nice to look at the negative and see if you can pin it down based on the negative aspects. Okay. So I've already done this. Let me show you what I've found for myself. Soul, I'm the second ray, love, wisdom. Magnetic, attractive love, empathy and compassion, sensitivity, big time. Love of pure truth, really big time, and intuitive love. It's pretty, that's me right there, okay? So that's the actual energy of my soul, which is a B, the note of B, right? Okay, then my personality. My personality, I think I found it was number three here. Nope, personality is six, okay? It's the sixth ray, okay? So that is devoted idealist. Yep, I want to change the whole medical system. I want to change the whole educational system. That's me. Mystical, I've got my trippy side open and magnetically attractive. Well, maybe. Visionary, definitely. That's moi. I'm a visionary. I'm always looking for new ways to change the world. Romantic, I'm a hopeless romantic. Just hopeless. And passionate, extremely passionate. I'm an Aries and I'm a rooster, right? I am seriously passionate, right? As you probably well figured out from my radio shows. So I am 6 on the personality ray, which is the note of F. Okay, mental body, I'm a 3, which is creative intellect. Scientifically and mathematically adept. Math was my best subject in school. Works in the abstract. I can work on a total level of comparing apples to oranges and figuring out their relationship. Clear logic? Oh, yeah. Really clear. I can get out there, but I'm really clear mentally. Thinks and visual images. Oh yeah, I love sacred geometry. I love it. And also I get visuals all the time that pop in my head. So I'm definitely creative intellect, which is really makes sense because my mental body, my brain is always coming up with new creative ideas. I'm kind of a overachiever. That area, right? Okay, my emotional body is imaginative dreamer. Let's see, maybe I can zoom in a little more. No, you can't see them all. Yeah, again, I'll send this to you if you email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Right. Okay, emotional body, also I'm a 3 there, creative intellect. Imaginative dreamer, oh yes. Exciting and expressive. I'm totally expressive. Woo! Right? Sees connection with others. I see the energy of oneness. And impassioned. I'm totally impassioned. Right? So there we got another note of C. Because 3, the third ray, is a C. Right? And then the physical body. Let me double check. Yes. I've got C also, which is the third ray. So my physical body is adaptable, physically active, healthy, and fully aware of physical capabilities and possibilities. I'm not strong with hard muscle tone. I'm not quick to move, highly competitive, right? Yeah. So I'm definitely the third ray there. Okay. So check this out. Here are my 5 notes. Soul is a B, second ray. Personality is an F, which is about idealism. Mental body is a third ray, creative. Emotional body is creative. And physical body is creative. So let's listen to those notes. Okay? B, F, and C. Okay. So here's the B. Here's the F. And here's the C. B. C. F. Kind of a little bit of dissonance there, right? Which is good for cutting through stuff. Especially a lot of C. B for my soul, F for my personality, and C for the emotional, physical, and mental. Hey there. What's your note? What's your note, Miss Bear? Okay. So this is really interesting, right? That we all have a specific chord. The most interesting part about it is your chord more dissonant or is it more harmonious? Now, we commonly think of dissonance as bad, but in the world of spirit and God, There is no bad. Dissonant is perfect. Dissonant is really meant to move us forward energetically. It breaks up stuck energy. It creates movement. It really even can break down structures that are holding us in bondage, for that matter, right? So it's really beautiful. But for some people that might have a more harmonious chord, they may not like it as much. It's interesting because we could do a whole dating service around this. Okay, is your timbre or your chord of you in harmony somewhat with my chord? Oh my God, I know there'll be a dating site one day. Okay, swipe for your chord. But here's the deal. The trick is to now hook up devices on different parts of the body to resonate these chords into you of you. Because the basic concept is to get you back to you. And it's not just one note, it's a combination of notes. So we could use electrodes on the head for the mental body. We could use even little speakers or electrodes on the heart for the physical body. For the emotional body, boy, I don't know. I mean, one person said, well, maybe the heart's the emotional body and the physical body, but maybe it's the feet. And then where do you put electrodes or speakers for the personality? Maybe the throat, right? I'm on a mission to figure this one out. Because if we can hook up 5 different speakers and electrodes to you to get you back to you and to your rhythm at all 5 levels, I think something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I mean, it could be massive. This could create such harmony in you, if that psychic that I told you about is right, that all disease is healed and you are blissed out in the energy of love of you, in the note of it, blissed out in your body, totally mind functioning at maximum performance, peaceful and focused, and connected to your soul frequency, where all information in the universe is and all lifetimes information is held. Oh my God. The potential is huge here. So we're on track to, we've got most of these we can find, but not all of them. So ultimately, that's our intention, is find the chord of you, the combination of frequencies. Again, what we're now talking about is actually using a light microscope to measure all 70 trillion cells and map all that to you. That's really the template of perfection. But then we've got the songs actually playing through this chord of you. That's the ultimate. To find your soul song. To find the flow of melody across your brain of energy when thoughts are being created, which you can actually measure with EEG. To measure the flow of melody and rhythm through the emotional body when you're running emotions, full range of emotions. To find the melody of your personality. I don't even know how to start on that one. That's really, the personality is really what people, it's kind of your outer aura, the energy, the thing that people see about you. So it's kind of the way, I would think it's kind of even tied into astrology, because that's kind of an outer thing. I don't know. One day we'll know exactly how to measure this as opposed to just looking at the chart. And then we can actually resonate you into that. Okay, Now, let me take you to the next level. Alice Bailey, actually, in the book by Benjamin Krem, they mapped out all the rays of the five bodies, physical, mental, emotional, personality, and soul, for every famous person since the beginning of time. Let me show it to you. So we've got the cord of all famous people that have ever lived right here. Oh my God. They did it psychically, intuitively. That's there. And people, every time I show this to people, they, how did they find it? Well, it's kind of a whole nother level, really. Okay. So here we've got the actual five notes for each person. They have sub notes as well. I don't get into those. But the five notes, and the order is soul, personality, mental, and then emotional, and then physical. Right. So, soul, personality, mental, emotional, and physical. That's the order that they're using here. Okay. Here's Jesus of Nazareth. 6, idealism. 1, full-on power. And then the emotional body is love, wisdom, which is the second ray. Isn't this interesting? Okay. So let's look at some others that are here. Okay, gone from Jesus, let's go to Hitler. Check this out. Okay. Okay, Hitler. We got 2, which is love, wisdom. That's a trip. That his soul is love, wisdom. That's bizarre, isn't it? And then 4, which is, what was 4? 4 is harmony through conflict. There we go. Just exact harmony through conflict for the personality one. Okay? And then 1 is full-on power, and that is the mental body. And then harmony through conflict for the emotional body. And then 3, which is creativity for the physical body. Oh my God. Okay, Beethoven. There we got Ludwig von Beethoven. Hey, check this out. I don't know his name. 4 is, again, harmony through conflict. I don't really know. I haven't even seen the movie on him. But who knows if it was even right. Okay. Harmony through conflict for the soul. Where'd he go? There he is. Harmony through conflict for the personality. Must have been an interesting life for him. And then full on power for the mental body, and love, wisdom for the emotional body, which is interesting because the emotional body is often what brings through the music. And then ceremonial order, which is would be a concert, right, for the physical body. Okay, let's look at a painter. Let's see, how about Leonardo da Vinci? Check this out. Okay. Leonardo. There we go. Okay, we got 4, which is, again, for some reason I'm having a hard time remembering this. Harmony through conflict for Leonardo's soul. At least he's getting things done. And then this ceremony. Oh my God, ceremony for the church is his personality, his mental body, and then even his physical body. Really interesting. Getting a little personal here, huh? Let's see who else we want to do. Let's do the Buddha. Oh my God, Buddha. Oh, this is cool. Okay, Gautama Buddha. Okay, love, wisdom, power, love, wisdom, and ceremony. Isn't this interesting? I mean, it's like, if this is true, then it really lays out the whole being of people. Alice Bailey says, once the medical field and everybody becomes aware of the rays for each of the five bodies, will not only know their gifts, but will know their challenges, and she says in detail, we'll know how to work with them in a healing situation, because it will become obvious based on their rays what is causing the disease. This is so unbelievably powerful in the future, right? So again, you can find your own. Oh, here's Carlos Castaneda, Teachings of Don Juan, right? That wrote the book, The Teaching. I wonder if they have Don Juan in here himself. Castaneda was totally a six, which is devotion to the ideal for his soul. It's really, that fits. Devotion to the ideal to help people. And even his personality was that way. I bet you they don't have the Teachings of Don Juan. Let's see if Don Juan's in here. No Don Juan. Okay. Oh, well. Okay. So, this is a really interesting concept, huh? The whole thing, when you get down to it, even in sounds, is what is the chord that's making up the sound? Again, a dissonant chord is a gong. A dissonant chord are bagpipes. A beautiful chord is a nylon string acoustic guitar or a harp. And the dissonant chords and a gong are really good for breaking up stuck energy. It's so interesting, huh? If you're about breaking up stuck energy in your chord of you, then it's just the way it is. And it would explain everything. And you stop feeling bad about yourself because you actually cause problems. To break up blockages, right? Or just repeating patterns of society, right? And now you're like, oh, okay, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to break up patterns. It may be a little difficult in relationships, and it may create a little conflict, and it may be a little stressful, but that's my sole purpose. Or you're just a love bucket. You're just a love bucket, right? Harmony, wisdom. I mean, wisdom, love, wisdom. Love, wisdom. And it's like, I'm not meant to be a scientist. This is so important, because if we use this in schools for kids, when it becomes really real, then all of a sudden, it's like, here's some ideas on what you might do as a career, instead of, this is what I think you should do. We're working with this company, Coherence Education. It's so cool. They're actually, they do an assessment, not based on the rays, but it's, you know, somewhat similar. And then they use ChatGPT to actually find different projects that that kid might like based on their assessment. And that's really cool. They give them like 20 different projects based on their assessment. Are you, you know, more right brain, more left brain? Are you, you know, really physical? I mean, like all the different aspects of basically what we're talking about. And now, nobody is made to feel bad about themselves. That's the deal. Nobody's made to feel bad about themselves. These are my gifts. can work on these other areas and try and expand them. Got a little meow out of that one. And, you know, these are my challenges. We'll try and, you know, make, you know, maybe mental body is not my forte, but I can at least now know that and actually put a little extra work into that, because when if you can get a balance of all, that's really cool. But knowing you have this cord that is you. Wouldn't it be interesting to find the cord of animals? Oh my God, what's your soul frequency, Miss Bear? Oh my God. So, way more important than a frequency of anything is the combination of frequencies of anything. Because that's more the full reality. When you find one frequency, it's rare that anything is one frequency. Everything is normally a combination of frequencies, commonly called a harmonic structure or tonality or timbre. And this is not only in sound, this is in matter, like an atom. Is rarely you find atoms, so you're going to have a molecule, which is a combination of atoms. That's a timbre. Or you're going to have colors that are a combination of colors, which is a timbre. Or you can have a circle, which is a combination of circles, are all geometries in the world. So you've got combinations of frequencies is really mostly the way the universe is made up. One last thing. I had this woman from Tibet. She had found the actual tonality of each organ and mapped it out. She said that the tonality of your voice takes on the weakest organ when you're born. Oh my God, there's so much that Spirit hasn't told us so far. Again, our intention is may everyone find their cord so you can totally, every single person on the earth, be you in perfect peace and bliss with your soul purpose completely clear. That's all. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.